Joining us on the KRDO Newsline is Doug Price, CEO of Visit Colorado Springs. And Doug, we know Sunday marked the beginning of this year's National Travel and Tourism Week. It's an event organized by the U.S. Travel Association. And what are we doing to mark the week here across Colorado Springs?
Well, good morning, Andrew and Shannon. And, you know, Andrew, you said it earlier, there's always a week to commemorate something in our country, but few is critical to our national and local economy as National Travel and Tourism Week. It's an event organized annually by the U.S. Travel Association. And as all your listeners know, you know, tourism continues to face some difficult times. And this week, we intend to really celebrate the people and places that remained resilient throughout 2020. The theme is the power of travel.
Oh, I like a theme. That's good. So what sort of things do you think are powering travel to the Colorado Springs area right now?
Well, each day we're going to focus on different ways that travel brings power to our region. And we're going to talk about the power of sports and relaxation and sustainability, taste, outdoor exploration, and the arts and tourism. There's opportunities to experience these powers throughout the entire Pikes Peak region. And, you know, the power of sports has really taken on a whole new dimension with for locals and visitors to be able to make a trip to Widener Field to watch a Switchbacks game. And their home opener is going to be Friday, May 21st. So that's an example, Shannon.
Exciting. I thought about, you know, over the weekend they had Chasa soccer championships there, and I thought how exciting it is for those players to be able to compete in a world-class professional venue like that. And, something that, you know, was just a pie-in-the-sky dream just a couple of years ago, and here we are celebrating the reality of it. Again, that home opener is going to be on May 21st for everyone. But how big of an impact does tourism have on our region?
Well, prior to the pandemic, the tourism brought more than $6.5 million per day. And we're just hopeful that with the support of the community and visitors that we're going to get back to those numbers. It won't be this year. This year will be, we think, better than last summer. But it's still going to take us a couple of years to recover. And as one of the things you know that we will celebrate here for a long, long time that happened during the pandemic was clearly the addition of Southwest Airlines flights to the Colorado Springs Airport. So one of the biggest ways to report that, you know, to kind of support that is to travel and invite friends and family to take to fly through Colorado Springs Airport. And so that's a big one for us. And, you know, the other part that we really want to talk about this morning is the power of taste, which is tomorrow's theme. And this year, our Crafts and Drafts Passport launches next week on the 10th of May. It's our fourth annual Crafts and Drafts. It's entirely free, and it offers deals and discounts to local breweries, distilleries, wineries, and coffee shops. And we just, after such a challenging year, we just hope that locals will, as well as visitors, will take advantage of this, because all you have to do is go to our website at visitcos.com/crafts and drafts to sign up. And the deals and discounts are good on this digital passport throughout the end of 2021. So it's valid through the year, and it's available for places like the Bristol Brewing and Pikes Peak Brewing and Building 3 Coffee and the winery at Pikes Peak and 1350 Distilling. There's lots of places, a variety that you can enjoy.
Yeah, and that's so great. You know, as you'd mentioned, you know, really focusing on the local economy, this is something that locals can do to help support people that would have been bolstered a little bit by some tourism coming in throughout 2021. But a lot of these companies really changed on a dime, pivoted, and showed their resiliency. And what a great way to help give back to our neighbors by supporting these great organizations, these great local restaurants and breweries. And again, to download that passport, just go to visitcos.com/crafts and drafts to sign up. And is it easy to do on a mobile app? Will you have that passport, like say on your phone, that you can easily take out and about with you as you're visiting these great spots?
That's exactly how it works. It's a mobile app. So yes, right there on your phone.
All right, Doug Price with Visit COS. And again, visit them on social media. The tagline, the hashtag is Visit COS. Doug, it's always a pleasure.
Thank you very much, Shannon, Andrew. Have a great day.